GM is hiring.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Yes, General Motors has an opening for chief executive officer after the company abruptly parted ways with its CEO, Fritz Henderson, yesterday. If you are a taxpayer, you have a stake in GM. What does this mean for your investment and for this major American manufacturer? Joining us to talk about it is Business Week's automotive reporter, David Welch. He's with us live from Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What does this parting of the ways tell you about where GM is headed?
Well, this board of directors has seized control. They want a new direction. They want an outsider to come in with some fresh eyes, and they want to move a lot faster than current management was moving.
Move a lot faster to do what?
Well, they want to see this thing get back to profitability. With GM's last earnings, they still had a loss of $1.2 billion, and that's a lot less than they were losing. But, you know, the days of GM executives reporting good progress but no profits and no growth are over, or at least the board wants it to be over, and they want someone who can produce much better numbers.
Well, you know, David, wanting to pay back the government and wanting to go public as quickly as possible, it's understandable, but is it good for the company? Is it right for them now?
Well, they were just starting to get some traction. Market share had leveled off. Like I said, losses were less. And some of the new products are quite good and critically acclaimed. I think there are going to be some problems with morale inside the company, and they could lose some good people because of this. You know, the timing is very difficult, but there's never really a good time to replace the CEO, is there?
Guess not. Business Week's automotive reporter, David Welch, live from Detroit. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
In other news this morning, American businesses shed another 169,000 jobs last month. That report came out this morning from the employer servicer ADP. At least the number of job losses did get smaller for the eighth month in a row. And Wall Street reflects that ambivalence. S&P 500 is flat now. The NASDAQ is up 0.6%, but the Dow is down 10 points. European stocks closed flat today as well, and Asian markets made modest gains. Secretary of Housing Sean Donovan testifies to Congress today. He's expected to lay out some tougher rules for mortgage borrowers. The Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, has insured almost a quarter of all new home loans this year, but it's running out of cash, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
According to Secretary Donovan's prepared testimony, people who take out FHA-insured loans will have to pay more cash up front. Their credit scores will have to be higher, and they may have to pay higher insurance premiums. The idea is, if borrowers have more money invested in their homes, they'll be less inclined to walk away. Susan Wachter teaches real estate at the Wharton School.
The downside is that fewer potential borrowers will be able to get loans, which means that there will be less demand for housing due to these changes.
But Wachter says higher standards are necessary for the FHA's long-term stability. Loan losses have depleted the agency's cash reserves. To reduce its risk, it's also proposed tougher rules for lenders. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Utilities that invest in or operate nuclear power plants are meeting this week in Florida. Nuclear power is having a little renaissance. Even some environmental groups say we should embrace it to help combat climate change. While it welcomes the new support, the nuclear industry still has a long way to go before it cuts a ribbon on a single new plant. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that.
The U.S. generates 20% of its electricity from nuclear power. Growth in the industry stalled after the meltdown at Three Mile Island 30 years ago. But now, with climate change a priority, Roger Gale with the consulting firm GF Energy says nuclear is a necessary and clean energy source.
If we want to sustain the lifestyles we have and aren't ready to reduce our demand and change the way we live, we need nuclear.
U.S. regulators have 22 applications for new nuclear power plants, but the costs are still prohibitive.
We're dealing with $8 to $10 billion per reactor.
Ellen Vanko at the Union of Concerned Scientists says the private sector isn't ready to risk that much investment in nuclear energy, and she doesn't think the government should subsidize construction of hundreds of new power plants.
The industry claims that the current generation of reactors is an improvement, and that remains to be seen. They need to build them. They need to demonstrate a few, and we need to see how much they're going to cost and whether and what safety issues arise as a result of that.
But nuclear advocates are looking for approval of government loan guarantees early next year. They say that will trigger construction of more than a dozen new nuclear power plants in the U.S. I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Does the name REO Speedwagon ring much of a bell? If so, you may be at or approaching middle age. Well, the band is still together, and it's trying to stay relevant, thus its new video game coming out today. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
REO Speedwagon has teamed up with a video game producer. The goal is to keep sales alive. The band's new game leads players on a kind of treasure hunt. Naturally, there'll be reminders of REO's music and members. Tom Standage covers emerging technologies for The Economist.
And this is a sort of game that's particularly popular among older, particularly female players. And that's clearly the demographic that they're aiming for as a band that was best known in the 70s and the 80s.
The New York Times reports the band is using the game to promote its Christmas album and tap alternate sources of revenue. But before you bring your ship into the store, keep in mind the game is only available online. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the money is safe in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Police there have video of an armed guy wearing a ski mask entering the outer door of the Guardian Credit Union. The man then tries to enter the inside door but finds it locked because the bank had closed 6 minutes earlier. He left before the cops could get there. Presumably, he wanted the bank's money so that he could buy a watch. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.